Tune in, dial up, can you hear my voice? Open up your ears, it's time to rejoice. Lori Biggs on the mic, she's got the groove. Talking about life, love, and something new. Turn it up, feel the beat, we're connected. Dancing to the rhythm, feeling so electric. No matter where you are, we're together. On the D93 podcast forever.
Today we are at Bonneville High School with three of the students, and our topic for today is the sports that are available on the high school level that are not necessarily single school affiliated. So they're not just Bonneville, just Hillcrest, or just Thunder. So I have with me today Tyvon Sakaguchi, Jaden Ward, and Kyler Biggs. You guys can say hi.
Hey.
They're a little nervous, I think. So just to make the patrons aware, we do have three other sports that are not single school affiliated. We have mountain biking, which is through Thunder, correct? Through Thunder. Thunder Ridge sponsors it, but it's a district wide. We have lacrosse, which is sponsored by Hillcrest, but it's also a district wide. Anybody in the district can play. And then we have hockey, which is more of an area team, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask Tyvon first. So Tyvon, how long have you played hockey?
I've been playing since I was three, so a good long time.
So you learned to skate before you could walk?
Yeah. No, as soon as you got out there, you got to get pushed around, sit on the, kind of get pushed around a lot and use the stabilizers. Get out there and start skating as a mite.
Yeah. And so this is a high school team, but it's from the whole area.
You start off not as high school. Once you hit 14, then it turns into high school. But you can play through a bunch of different levels. It plays through the whole citywide and some out of staters.
Okay, and we used to have just a district team, but now we're back.
It used to be Bonnecrest, used to be IF and Skyline, but we have less people coming out for hockey, so we had to combine all into one big, large team.
Okay, so hockey's available. Okay, next, so we're going to talk to Jaden about mountain biking, and Kyler also was a mountain biker. So mountain biking, where do you practice mountain biking?
Yeah, we kind of go all over, but for the most part, it's up around Kelly Canyon and up above Kelly's. We go up to Buckskin. There's some other fun trails, but there's a few that we'll do down lower towards Pocatello or even just towards Loretto Falls between Shelley.
So the mountain biking team, you actually race, but it's racing up and down hills. It's not just downhill where you go to the top and go down as fast as you can.
Correct.
So, and most of your races are at ski resorts.
Right.
So which one was your favorite?
Personally, I think I like Bogus the best. I just like the downhill the best. It's mostly about the downhill. But
of course it is.
Other than that, I think for the best uphill, I'd say Targhee. But other than that, I'd say those.
Now you can start mountain biking in sixth grade, and you can choose to just practice, or you can choose to race.
Correct.
And there's six races.
There's five.
Five races, and so. But they start out very basic. So you can start at the beginner level, which they teach you, what's level one? I can't remember what you guys learned in level one.
Like the on the bike stuff, how to like properly use it, and like how to use everything. And
shift your gears.
Yeah, the good stuff.
How to brake properly.
How to fall properly.
Yeah, we're good at that.
How not to jump.
No, we don't do that.
So they actually teach you the very, very basics, shifting, getting on, getting off, how to climb hills, how to shift on hills. So they teach you all the basics, and then you move up in levels until obviously a varsity level. Now, what's the difference in the races between the different levels?
Well, I mean, up to a point where the levels are, you'll start into doing one lap, and then you'll go into two laps, and then varsity is three laps. So there's multiple times that you have to do the same course. But other than that, it's the same course, just multiple times.
And it's uphill and downhill, and So coming out of that first downhill into the uphill is,
yeah.
So you do a lot of endurance training too, and speed training. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So lacrosse, you know, this one's my favorite since, you know, all my kids play lacrosse. So you started playing lacrosse in fifth grade. Now they start as young as kindergarten, first grade.
Yes.
So lacrosse, you can start any time in between then. And then you did fifth grade, sixth grade.
Seven.
And then you start into JV in high school.
Yep.
And who, what type, you know, we obviously don't have a lot of teams around here. What are the teams that you play?
The majority of them are like Jackson Hole, Teton, and then District 91 has a team. So we play them. And then there's a lot of out-of-state teams in Jackson, Montana, Utah, and all them that we also play.
Yeah, and you guys have traveled. I know you went to Montana.
Yeah, we go to Jackson. We were supposed to go to Missoula, but that tournament didn't fall through, so we weren't able to go to that one. So.
Okay, so you have to travel a little bit to do these sports. So who do you guys, Tyvon, who do you play in hockey?
Similar to lacrosse, our biggest rival is Jackson, and Sun Valley especially is our biggest rival. We play them a lot throughout the year, and then we go down to Utah a few times. But with hockey, there's a lot of opportunity to play on some like other teams that they throw together and travel a little bit farther. Like even this year for our high school, we finally were able to beat Sun Valley. We went to nationals down in Tennessee, or wow, actually Pennsylvania. But I've gone to tournaments all over the nation for different teams with a bunch of the guys on my team. So there's a lot of opportunities to open up to travel a bunch of teams. But
And it doesn't help that we only have we haven't had a hockey arena.
No.
Doesn't Sun Valley and Jackson, they have an all-year-round arena?
Yes, especially Sun Valley. They have two, actually, in Sun Valley. Wow. There's one in Haley, so it's about 30 minutes down the road. And Jackson has one year-round, which is really nice. And we have the Idle Falls one, and they don't even let us practice in it, to be honest, most of the time. We have to, like the travel teams, you have to practice early in the morning so the figure skaters can practice. And they have public skates so they can make their money. But with the new Hero Arena, it helped us out a lot, so we practiced and played there.
So you actually got to practice in the new arena?
Yes. Most of the time we got to practice there, which was nice.
Yeah.
And that really helped.
Yeah. And I know that that's always been a problem with hockey, is just with only having one arena, practice times were
terrible. And then with the games, no one wanted to come to the super cold arena, but now that it's in the Hero Arena, it's a nicer venue. Some people will come out to the games just for the venue.
Well, especially with the Spud Kings, now everybody's interested seeing. So here's your chance to, you know, be a future Spud King.
Well, our team could probably beat the Spud Kings.
Right out of the horse's mouth, right there.
We asked them to play us and they wouldn't.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, some of those kids are the same age as you guys.
They are. But some of them, like even like the first year they came out, they signed a few JV players and were trying to build up. But they've gotten better throughout the years. So they're pretty good.
So with mountain biking, you actually would do the racing and heavy duty practicing was in the fall. That's when the races are. But would you do winter and spring type stuff for practice?
We did, especially in the winter. We did like stuff inside. We had classes that we still ran through it that we would do indoor training. In the spring, we still did similar to the stuff we did in the winter, transitioning to when it was warmer outside, we started doing stuff outside. And we would just do it like every so often, once a week, compared to later in the year.
Yeah, and the practicing for mountain biking, I believe, started in July, I want to say, because your first race is like the end of August.
Yeah.
So the actual practicing, and it was usually, 2 to 3 days a week?
Yeah.
2 to 3 days a week. Okay, and then lacrosse, there's a fall season, so you can play in the fall. And then they started indoor, February, I want to say? Where they would practice in a gym and then transitioned outside as soon as the snow would leave the ground. Oh yeah, that was just the other day we had snow. Yeah, we were worried we were going to have to play in snow in Jackson the other day, weren't we?
Yeah, when
we
went, miserable.
It was cold. So, So if you were interested, let's say I was interested in putting my child in, what would I have to do to get him into hockey?
Well, you can go to the ifyha.com.
Okay.
And, there's a sign up there, and it goes through, and it gives you everything that you need.
And what about, is there a place to get equipment? Do you have to purchase your own equipment?
I believe for the younger kids, if you start young, which I suggest starting young for hockey, it's really hard to get into later. But if you're able to start young, they have equipment swaps, and for young kids, they provide jerseys and even have some equipment. And so they kind of have a day where the older people leave their equipment and you can pick it up for real cheap.
Yeah, because, I would want to have quite a bit of pick of equipment in hockey.
Yeah, and then soccer and hockey world on First Street, is over there. So you can go there for some hockey stuff. I know the guy, he gives some good deals over there.
Okay. And mountain biking, I know there, if you can't, the bikes aren't cheap. I'm going to be the first one to tell you. But I think they have places where you can rent the bikes for a season.
My first year, I rented mine from Bell's, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, so
$100.
And really the only thing you need other than that is a helmet.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper as far as to start up. You can rent a bike and decide what you like, and then I'll tell you, the mountain bikes get a little more spendy. So, and then with lacrosse, they also do the same. I think they have equipment rentals. So if you want to, try it out and not buy the equipment at first, you can buy that, or you can borrow. And then I know they do the equipment swaps too, where you can buy and sell. When you get like into high school and you're growing a little bit less, it's kind of like time except for hockey, you want to get your own equipment so it fits you and it's something that you like. So lacrosse and hockey, the sticks, tell me, what's the best part of playing with a stick?
Use it however you want it.
Fact.
Now, you guys have never hit anyone with your sticks, right?
Oh, no way.
No, I broke my stick against a kid in Finland over his back. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes people don't realize that hockey and lacrosse can be a lot more brutal than football. And
no, absolutely. It really is. Playing football as well, hockey's a whole different game.
Now, you've never tackled anyone with a football tackle in hockey, have you?
I mean, something similar for sure. Something similar.
Yeah. So, and even last night, the Idaho Falls and Ammon played their lacrosse game. There was quite a few. So, if you're thinking that these aren't going to be contact sports, you're in for a treat. And if you like contact sports, come out and watch some games. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, in hockey, you can hit whenever. In football, they have to have the ball, but in hockey, you can hit whenever.
Well, pretty much that's lacrosse too.
Lacrosse is too.
And then lacrosse, you can just sit there, the defense sits there and beats them with their stick.
Yeah. That's the one thing hockey does have is they're a lot faster on, like, the ice and stuff. So they can move a lot faster. So where lacrosse, you just have to base it off your own speed. So it's the one advantage hockey does have.
And the hockey and lacrosse have very similar rules.
They do have similar rules.
Yeah. The skating behind the goal. Do you guys have the offense defense where you have some people that are defense, some people just play
it's
offense?
It's a little bit different kind of, I think, than lacrosse. I don't know lacrosse as well, but hockey, it's really, you kind of almost go anywhere. I mean, you kind of have it set for the face-off, but then you switch on the fly and go around. And you have, like, shifts. I mean, you're only out there, the average time is about 40 seconds. You can only get off the ice for someone new.
And you have a lot of free substitutions. You just have to substitute.
Yeah, everyone plays in hockey. Yeah. That's the different thing. Everyone plays no matter what, especially at our age. No matter what, everyone's getting in for at least 40 seconds.
Yeah, and in lacrosse, they have free substitutions too. They just have to make sure they're off the field before. So a lot more, like my one son plays defense specifically. And so when the ball's on offense, he goes off and somebody else goes on. So there's a lot of free substitutions.
It's similar with that too. Like you try to stay in your spot, but there's a lot of freedom with, like you said, there's a lot of speed. You don't have to be as positional. But, you go switch out for the defender that specifies in that position.
So mountain biking, let's bring mountain biking back in. What's your favorite part of mountain biking?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Just being outside, honestly.
Being outside.
Being out, having with other people around your age. But also, there's also all the other people, like even other teams are supportive to your team. Like, there's just a lot of people going around, even though sometimes sports can be like harsh towards other teams.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a lot more relaxed there.
Well, and one thing I've noticed being at, you know, the spectator part of the races is you're cheering. It doesn't matter. You don't even know who's in first place. You don't even know. I mean, you see somebody come by and you cheer for them. And you don't even know what place they're in because they do it staggered starts. So a person who starts later may actually win because they rode faster. So you don't even really, I mean, you kind of have an idea with the faster ones, but, you know, a lot of times you don't know who's winning. And so everybody's cheering for everybody when they come by. You get the cowbells, you get the fog, because you can have all that stuff at a mountain bike race. And so there's a lot of support. And it's more of a race against yourself,
right?
And getting a better time and doing your laps faster. And so, and you know, Kyler was a mountain biker too. Kyler, what was your favorite part of mountain biking?
It really wasn't a favorite part, just kind of being there, being with all the other kids who have the same, gosh, I don't even know what it's called, like the same stuff as you. And so it's just cool to be around them, knowing that y'all share like common likings and all that.
And then what's interesting about the mountain biking is there's tents everywhere and food everywhere and everybody's eating and hanging out and watching. You know, sometimes you don't even know what race is being raced and everybody's still there and supporting each other and watching.
Yeah.
And so what's your favorite part of hockey?
Hockey, with kind of like Kyler said, but being able to travel every weekend with your boys a lot of the time, and especially with hockey, it's smaller. Not as many people play, so you grow up with them. I mean, I played with like 10 kids since I was three.
Yeah.
So you build those relationships, and on ice, it shows.
Now, do you have a lot of interaction with like the younger kids in this area?
I did coach for a little bit, but not usually. You practice at different times.
Do you ever get to like even just go watch their practices or help with their practice?
No,
you know, now at tournaments, do you go to different tournaments now?
Even during the time, because it's usually a tournament, so in like most places only have one ice arena. So it's on different weekends that you would go.
For the different age groups?
Yeah, and sometimes like the bigger ones, like Grizz Cup, it's like the biggest one. You have teams from Cali and everything. Then it would be on the same weekend, so you get to go support the younger kids. And
What's your favorite place you've traveled?
My favorite place I traveled? That'd be a hard one. I think Chicago. I loved Finland a lot, but the first week was terrible. We were at the Olympic training camp. And it was like being in prison for a week.
Oh my gosh.
But probably Chicago. I really love the city. I really love the city down in Chicago.
So, and we already said that your favorite. So let's ask you, what was your favorite mountain biking course?
My favorite mountain biking course is probably Soldier Mountain. Just because we raced it 2 years. The first year I ended up wrecking, putting 12 stitches inside of my hand. And the second year I came back and I finished top 10, so it was kind of a big improvement from the year before.
Yeah, there are in these sports a few injuries on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, on occasion a few injuries, so. Well, they all have battle scars that they can show off from all these different, from their different. So, just to finish up. So if somebody, we talked about with hockey, you would go to there's a youth hockey website.
Yeah.
And it's through the city.
The city.
Okay. And then for mountain biking, there is a mountain biking website. I can't remember what it is.
There really isn't a website. You just have to get in contact with somebody who's on the team or ask any local bike shop about it.
Yeah, the bike shops do a really good.
They give you pretty good information about it.
Yeah, so you just ask them about high school, the high school, and it's through what's called NICA, which is Idaho something cycling. I can't remember what it is. Cycling, so Intermountain National Intermountain Cycling Association. And the thing that's nice about NICA is if you join NICA, which is the national organization, then you do get deals through a lot of the local bike shops on equipment and bikes and things like that. And then for lacrosse, I know if you, in our district, it's called Ammon Lacrosse. Is the website. Yep. So there is, and you know, you can always reach out to me if you need to have a contact person. I can find out who to ask. I'm good at that. So just to finish up, let's start with you, Tyvon. Why would you tell people to join hockey?
I would join hockey. It's unlike any other sport. You get to learn how to skate, which is a great skill.
And is that it? Yeah, that's the only part?
Well, I love skating and just being able to take some anger out, hit, and just, you know, it's really a free game. Kind of like the other sports here, but you get to go and be you. You can do whatever you want with the puck. When you have the puck, you go do it. It's not like quarterback, you throw it, receiver, you run it. So running back, you run it. But in hockey, you can just take the puck, go score, play defense, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you just have a lot more freedom than you do in some of the more organized sports. Yeah. All right, so why would you tell somebody to join mountain biking?
Well, I mean, if you just want to be outside a lot, it's a really good way just to be continuously outside. I don't think I've ever been outside as much as I have since I started. So, I mean, that's helped. I feel personally that just being outside helps with your emotions. Helps you just relax a little bit better, but at the same time, it's just good sportsmanship. They're all around between all the teams and everybody. You make friends from all across Idaho that are racing with it, or honestly, anything like that.
Okay, and then why? I'm going to ask you a twofold question since you did both. Why would you want to play lacrosse, and why do you want a mountain bike?
Lacrosse is kind of the same things Tyvon said. When you have the ball, you just kind of run. There's different positions, but most of the time, if you have the ball, the teammates will know, like, if to stay back or to help you out or something like that. And it's just a good sport if you have a lot of, like, built-up emotion or anger. You can take it out on them. And most of the time, you really don't end up getting in trouble. Unless if you hit him in the head, then you get in trouble for that one.
Same for hockey?
Yeah, no headshots.
Is it the same for legs, too?
Legs, no. I mean, if you can't like, slash behind the legs, but as long as you hit him in the padding. But, yeah, behind the legs, you can't get him there.
Yeah, see, that's another difference hockey has is lacrosse, you're not allowed to hit in the legs, but we do anyways. It's fine.
Yeah, you just don't have padding down there.
There's no padding down there, exactly. Yeah.
And for mountain biking, I'd honestly just say it's kind of like a thing growing up. You've always learned, everybody always knows how to ride a bike. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's just like, might as well build it more and get off into the mountains and like the nature that's been created and just to kind of explore a little bit.
And mountain biking is something you can do
all year round.
All year round, and you can do it, you know, people ride bikes their whole life. I mean, so, final question, Tyvon, what is your plans? Are you going to try to take hockey somewhere?
I've always thought about it. I want to go play college football, but if go play some semi-pro hockey or juniors. So, if I was able to play junior, I could play juniors right now, but I'm trying to focus on a little bit more football. But hockey, there's less opportunities in college, but there's more opportunities with juniors. Even the Spud Kings here and semi-pro, the Steelheads in Boise, and even down in Salt Lake, the Grizzlies. And so there's a lot of different opportunities that aren't as large, but opportunities that I'd like to pursue.
Well, you could come. We'd come watch you if you played for the Spud Kings.
Yeah, they do have some open tryouts that everyone's open.
really?
I don't know if they do anymore. The first 2 years they did. They did have open tryouts, so they took a few kids from there.
So did we have any local kids that played?
They did. There was Colton Peters. He played lacrosse. He wasn't there for the whole season, but he played there for a little bit. I believe that. And then we had Neto. He was an older guy that used to play hockey here. He came back, and he was about 20 and played for a little bit. So we did have some local guys. I don't believe we have local guys right now.
Well, so is there anything we haven't covered? I think we've done a good job. So if you are interested in any of these activities, like I said, we can guide you to a website. We can tell you to reach out, you know, we can tell you who to reach out to. It's just that there's opportunities out there that aren't your traditional school sports. And the nice thing about a lot of these is there's really not, you're going to play, you know, if you want to join the mountain biking team, you're going to be able to do it. I don't think they cut very much in hockey. I know they don't cut very much in lacrosse. So pretty much if you want to play, there's a place for you to play.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not, you're not having to worry about, there's only 10 spots on the team. You're not going to get to play now. So, you know, there's opportunities for other things other than your traditional school sports. So, I just wanted to make everybody aware that those are available in our school district and that, you know, they're a lot of fun. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Would you tell anybody not to do it?
No.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of new people, a lot of new friends, and it gets you outside of, well, all outsider in the cold.
In the cold. Yeah, Salmon is an outside arena I love to play at, even when you're little. It's a fully outside arena.
Oh, I bet that would be fun.
It is fun. It was real cold. One time it was -20.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that would hurt to be hit.
Yeah, it was real. It was when we were little, too. It wasn't fun.
So, all right. Well, I thank you guys for coming and discussing your activities with me. It's fun to always hear about the other things that are available to our high school and elementary and middle school age kids. So this is Lori Biggs with the D93 podcast, and have a great day.